Okay, we are on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, starting from the Asher Levayer Mehen Betuma. The Asher Levayer Mehen Betuma. So it's Asher to burn them when they are Tamei. The Ayin Gimel Betuma is Asma Laika, and if somebody eats them when Tamei, they will receive Malkus. Minolan, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Loi V'arti Mimenu Betamei. The pasuk says, "I have not burned any of it a bit tamei when tamei." Bein shani tamei v'hu tahar. Whether the person is tamei and the ma'aser sheni is tahar. Bein shani tahar v'hu tamei, or whether I was tahar and the ma'aser sheni is tamei. V'heicha mitahar al achli loisei. And what about where the warning against eating the ma'aser sheni when tamei? I don't know where that, what the source for that is. Tumas haguf behedya ksivbe. It says, tame of a person. Nefesh asher tiga by vitame ad harvalay yechal min haktoshim ki imrachat pesari b'mayim. And the pasuk says, a person will touch it, he will become tame until the evening, and he shall not eat from the kachim unless he goes to the mikvah. So there we see the source. Pachi kimibay. This is what he was asking. Tumas atzmai minayin. Where do we know a person in his own state when he is tamei? That's aser. Tamalaymar leisucha leechal b'sharecha meiser degan. It says in the pasuk, you should not eat in your ally sitting in meiser of your grain. Uhalan hu aymer. And also it says b'sharecha taichlanu hatamei v'hatar yachbav ketziv kail. It says, in the outlying cities, you shall not eat of it a deer and a hart. The son of the very Bishmal. A few of the top me vatar eichlin al shulchan echad.
That's what he's on the chit that's being told, you know?
Through this Gzeres Akasiv, we see that when it's tame itself, you can't eat from the Gzeres Akasiv. The son of the very Bishmal. A few tamei v'tar ha'eichlen al shulchan echad b'kar achas. A tamei and a tar person can eat even out of the same plate. They ain't a chayshin, and we're not concerned about the food mixing. V'kam ha'eichlana, the tar says, ha'hu da amri wa ha'shem b'sharach ha'seichlana. And it says, in your Alanic city you shall eat. Ha'cholay suchal, here you may not eat. My Amashen came betruma. Fine. So that's how we know Amashen Sheni. Amashen came betruma. How about by truma? Now, where do we know this? Amar Abo Amar Rav Yechon. The Amar Kral. The pasuk says, "Leviatim mena betame." You should not eat any of it in betame. Mimenu yatav arti. Mimenu implies you can't burn it. But you may burn the oil of the truma that become tamei. Ve'ema, we could say mimenu i'ata ma'avir. Mimenu means you cannot burn any of it for yourself. But you can burn oil that was hegdish and became tamei. Lav kavul chaymer. Who's not a kavul chaymer? Ma ma'aser kal. The Ma'aser Sheni over here, which is a cow, Amar Tayyar, the Tayyar says, Levi Atim Menu Tamei. He says you cannot bring any of it in one Tamei. Kaidish Hamar, so Kachim, which is more Harmandic, like Koshke. Ihachi, Truma Nami Kaval Chaymer. You could apply the same Kaval Chaymer to Truma as well. Hachzib Mimenu, the Tayyar says, Mimenu. So that's the way we know not to use Truma, not to include that. Ma'arisi, so how do we know that's what that means? So it's logical that we should exclude it. Why? Shekain pin kakas.
Because that excludes from it, no?
We should not exclude kachim, right? Why? Because kachim is subject to the halachas of pin kakas, which stands for pigul nicer carbon. Mila karis v'asin l'aynon. Okay. Adrabba, truma lay imatna. No, we should include truma. Why? Shekain machpas. which stands for Misa B'chaymer V'chaymesh V'ein Loi Pirdim Loiser V'zorim. By truma there's more. Therefore that's one. Kachem, I'm sorry, has more isurim, which is why we should exclude that. By same another pshat is kars hadifa. That's also has kars. Fine. Well, number two is atzam leika. One who eats these maizah sheni over here in Bikurim we're talking about is. Gets Malkus Mashen came with Chuma, which is not the case by Chuma. Milka who deloy Laka. So Malkus one the person doesn't get. Ha Isser or Ishra, but however it's still Isser. You know, and where do we know this from? Amakra, Mishracha Taiflano, and the outline says you shall eat it. Lizev Lakar, this is in it, so what does it tell us? This, but not the other. The Lav Haba Miklal Ase and an assay learned out from an assay only has the power of a assay which does not receive malchus. Amar Ravashi, Mereisha Nami Shamata Mina the son of Ishire. You can learn the first part that the time is hard over here. And he left out other halachas. It was not supposed to be an all-inclusive list. I mean, like Tani, how do we know this? Well, we see that the Tana did not state these other halachas. The Noigin B'Shar Shani Shavua, the mitzvahs are Truma and Bikurim that are during the 7 years. V'ein Lahem Pidyon, and there is no redemption from this. Mash Enkeim B'Maiser, which is not true by Maiser. So now we know, we learn from this that he left out certain halachas. Toshima, Nishtaru by Tzitzin Hamakvin Esamilo. So if shreds are left on a person, so he still requires some sort of mila. Hareza Eina Echoloi Betruma. So this person cannot eat Truma. Loi Pesach cannot eat Pesach. Loi Bekachim. Bekachim Loi Meiser. He can't eat Meiser. My love Meiser Dagon. What Meiser are we talking about? We're talking about Meiser Shani. Loi, Maaser Behema. We could just so this seems to be a ride that an RO cannot eat Maaser Sheni. Loi, Maaser Behema. No, this could have just as well been talking about Maaser Behema. Maaser Behema, Hainu Kachim. Maaser Behema is included in Kachim. Utameich, we like Tanan Pesach. The Mishnah also states Pesach. We're Katani Kachim, or maybe this is a Brisa. Right, and we also say kachim. So this also seems to be redundant. Rishon haPesach v'kachim tzrichin. No, we have to actually mention both. Why? The Tana Pesach we want to say Pesach v'shem da'arilus Pesach sive, because arilus is written over here by Pesach. Avol kachim by kachim. A maloy, I would say not, because it's not written over there. But im Tana kachim, we only wrote kachim. Havamina my kachim, I would say, what type of kachim are we talking about over here? Pesach. We're talking about Pesach. Ela Maaser Behema, so over here, Maaser, so we could be talking about Maaser Behema, Lomeli, so why would I need it? So obviously, the Maaser over here must be talking about Maaser Sheni. Fine, Ela Maaser Rishon, no, this I could actually be talking about Maaser Rishon. Rabbi Meir, he the Amar, it's actually Rabbi Meir, who says Maaser Rishon also Lazarim, that, because he teaches that Maaser Rishon is also Lazarim. Tashma. Midasani Rabbi Chia bar Rav Midifti, Arul also Rishte Maisers, and Arul is also in two Maisers. My love, what are we talking about here? Echad Maiser Dagon, Echad Maiser Behema. One is talking about a Maiser Dagon, Maiser Sheni, and one is talking about Maiser Behema. Hachanami Maiser Rishon, Rabbi Meir. So this could also be talking about actually Maiser Rishon, and it's going through Rabbi Meir. Fine, so we don't have a riot. Tashma, Ainan also Maiser, and Ainan is also by Maiser. Shenu mutter b'shuma b'farah and is mutter to eat truma and the paraduma. Tful yaim aser b'truma. Tful yaim is aser b'truma. Mutter b'farah meiser and is mutter in paraduma and meiser. Mutter kipurim aser b'farah. Someone who's a mutter kipurim is aser to eat the paraduma. Mutter b'truma is meiser. Mutter b'truma meiser. V'im isa. So if an Arul is it would be mutter nitna aral asa b'truma. Right, the Bryce also should have mentioned the Arl, who's also to eat the Truma. Whatever for a Meiser, but it's mutter to eat the Paraduma and the Meiser. So no, this is really this Bryce is going like Rabbi Akiva from the Yeshiva Rabbi Akiva. Then Rabbi Lei Larbatame, who teaches that an Arl is the same as a Talmud person, the Tanya Utah Nebraisa, Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Ish La Abbas is Arl, Ish to comes to include an Arl. Man Tana the Falag of the Rabbi Kiva, and who's the Tana that argues over here with Rabbi Kiva? Tana the Rabbi Yosef Habadlihi, the Tanya, Serefas Aynan Umachusar Kippurim Kishera. A burning of the Parazum over here, done by an Aynan, or one or a chusar kippurim is mutter. Rabbi Yosi Habadli Aymer, einen kshera, an einen is mutter. Mechusar kippurim psula, however, mechusar kippurim is aser. It's possible. Oh, fine. So now we'll mention fine. So we'll see. We'll try another right over here. V'af Rabbi Yitzchak Savar Arul Aser B'Meiser. Rabbi Yitzchak also holds that an Arul is aser to eat the Meiser chain. Is Amar Rabbi Yitzchak? Minayim aral shasher meiser. How do we know that an aral is also to meiser? Namer mi menu meiser. It says mi menu over here meiser. V'namer mi menu pesach. Also says mi menu by the carbon pesach as well. Ma'am mi menu pesach. Ahalim pesach. The mi menu over here by the pesach aral usher boy and aral is usher. Ah menu ahalim meiser. So to over here mi menu mentioned by meiser teaches us that aral usher by the aral is usher teeth. Fine. Mufne. This would work fine, assuming that we have the extra word over here to use for the Xer Shavad Iwai Mufna, because if it was not so, Ikla Mifrach, we would be able to challenge this Xer Shavah. How? Mala Pasach, how could you compare Pasach? Shekain Chayav Mala Mashim, Pigul Nicer Vatame. The Pasach over here is subject to all these other halakhas of Pigul Nicer and Tame. Right, that's not so. So therefore, we would not be able to think to be able to compare the two. Loi ufne mufne. So the Gezer Shava is actually free. We actually have the extra word to be able to use the Gezer Shava. My mufne. Which one of the mimenus is free? Amar Rava Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Plus a mimenu ksivei Pesach. There's three mimenus mentioned by the Karban Pesach. Chal the gufe, one for itself. Chal the Gezer Shava, one for Gezer Shava. Chal and one according to the one who says that the Torah comes to give you a assay after a lois assay. And I say, idi d'chsiv, noisa chsiv na'mi menu, since the noisa is over here is written as well, l'man da'amar litein loy b'ikar sh'nei l'sre fa'asoy. And according to the one who says to give the Karban Pesach the second morning is for its burning. So we say until morning over here is written of it as is written there as well. Plus mimenu ksive meiser. You have three mimenus regarding meiser sheni. Chad l'gufei, one for itself. Chad l'Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Yechonon, one for this other man da Amar. V'chad l'Reish Lakish, one for the drush of Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish Amar Rav Samya. Minayim l'meiser sheni shenitma. From how do we know that Maisa Sheni that became Tame is mutter to use it? Shanamar v'loy nasati m'mayna l'dom l'meis. It says over here, I did not get any of it for the needs of for the dead. L'meis hu d'loy nasati, I did not get any for the dead. Halachai d'omei d'meis nasati. But for the living, that is used in the same way as the dead, I did not give any of it either. Fine, so it's either davar shoshava v'chayim m'meis, which... how would you use it for a dead and a living? Havi Aymer Zusicha, we must say this is anointing. Maybe we could say this was for the casket or for clothing for the dead. Mimenu implies of it, meaning in its original form, which again is oil like that could be used for anointing. Rashi Amar, Lentati Dumya de Loi Achalti. The pasuk we had, the Nakam is similar to the I did not eat of it. Ma'alalan Magufe. So just like over there, the Torah talk about it in itself, meaning in its original form for eating. Afkan Magufe. So too over here, the same thing. Fine. So we see it's free on one side. So we could say this works well, according to the Mandamer says, that you could learn out of Gzeir Shavah and you can't challenge it. But according to the Mandamer says, you can challenge a Gzeir Shavah if it was only free on one side. Michael Lamemar, what can we say? Haftar Rabbi Abba Midrav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua Nafka. The halacha of Rabba Bar Avua, we can say, is learnt elsewhere from Rav Nachman B'Shem Rabba Bar Avua. Damar Rabba Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avahu. Mai Dechsiv Va'ani Hine Nesati Lecha Es Mishmeres Trumasoi. What's the meaning of the pasuk? And I've given to you the safer for my truma offering. We're talking about two types of trumas. Achas trumas tahir, achas trumas tameya. V'amar rachmana l'cha. The pasuk says to you, shleit tehila hasaka tachas tashilcha. Tashilcha, and it says it shall be yours for the burning under your pot. So because of this, he learns this drasha elsewhere. Then it would, in fact, be free on this other side to make this gezeirah shavah airtight.
That would make it two, then.
So we would be left with an extra mimenu on both sides.
Both
we wouldn't just have one.
Right. No one says on two.
Right. Right. The chol hatmeim. Further in the mission, all the tameim. Minah hani milu dinar. Let's amar Rabbi Yechanan. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Kra Ish Ish Mizaran Rahut Turas Oizov. Pasuk says a man from Aaron who is Matzer or Azov shall not eat the kachim until he goes to the mikvah. Ezo Davar Shashava, which food could we be talking about here? Bizarre shall Aaron that all Zara Aaron eat. Abi Amar is a truma, it's a truma. Vema Chazak Vishaik, maybe this is the breast and thigh bone. That's not true for a woman who goes back to her father's house. Truma nami, ena b'chalalos. A truma also cannot be eaten by a chalala. Chalala la zar the aron. The chalala is not considered zar aron. Fine. We might high ad asher yitar. How do we know that he becomes that is mutter to eat, and when he goes to the mikvah, ad ikah ha'erev shemesh. Maybe it's until nightfall. Aim ad the ma'ase kapara, or maybe we say that is until he brings the carbon. Let's talk about itach. The son of the dvei Rabbi Shmuel, b'zav baal shtei reis v'mitzaris muskar hakas medaber. The pasuk is talking about a zav who had two emissions and a mitzaris who's locked up. Domia the tameya nefesh, which is similar to somebody who came tame through a corpse. Ma tame nefesh is a lav bar kapohu, just like somebody who is tame through a corpse is not subject to have to bring a carbon. Hainami lav bnei kapohu nein hu, so too these lav mitzvah are also not subject to the same halachas. The ema hanimila lav bar kapohu. Maybe we can actually say that we're talking about somebody who requires a carbon, avo devar kapara, and right, who would be subject to this halacha, ad demaya kapara, until they bring a carbon. Meaning the we could be talking about a zav and a mitzvah who do require a carbon. And if you compare the two,
it'd be a lot different. Maybe Mishnah's not talking about that.
Right, meaning that somebody who in order to eat truma through tamei meis also would have to bring the carbon.
Maybe the halacha should be
that those that are mechusar kippurim don't have the same levels of tahara. But we see not like that. Is he saying?
Meaning, because if you're comparing the two, because we're comparing the two, we say they're more strict. Fine. The su had time with the mishnah. Tava va ala aicha b'maaser a metzayra who went to the mikvah that he could eat the maaser sheni. Harav shimshat aicha b'truma. So that's only once the sun had set he could eat the truma. Hey, have you kapar aicha b'kachim? After he brought the carbon, then he could eat the kachim. I mean, all on
same person.
Right. So for where do we know this? What?
So we have to talk about the same person. He has three levels of tahara.
Right.
So we see that there is a halacha like this.
So Amar Rav Chisda, plus a kari ksive. The pasuk is we have three psukim over here. Ksive v'layechal min hakachim ki im rachatz b'sar b'mayim. It says he shall not eat of the kachim until he goes to the mikvah. Harachatz tahar. That means once he goes to the mikvah, then he's tahar. Uchsiv uva shemesh v'tar v'achar yarechal min hakachim. It says elsewhere, and once the sun sets, he shall become tahar, and then he could eat the kachim. Uchsiv v'chibar alav hakayin v'tar, as written elsewhere, and the kohen shall atone for him, and then he should become tahar. Okay, sad. Right, so who are we talking about? Hakama meiser, once I went meiser, kana truma, kana kachim. No, maybe we could reverse all this. Mustaber truma adifa. We say that truma, it makes more sense that it is on the highest level. Shekain machpas because shabbos to machpas. Adraba meiser adifa. Maybe meiser shekain had sab. Afilu hachi nisa adifa. No, at the end of the day, this one has right. Truma has a subject to. Nisibide Shemayim, therefore, it has the greatest amount of stringency. Yeah. Rabba Amar, B'lay Misa Adif, I could even tell you right, even without this Svara of Misa. Nami La Matzis Amrit. Why? Because you still cannot say this. Amar Kra Nefesh, the Torah says Nefesh. Ezel Dabar Shevel B'chol Nefesh. What is something that is that applies to all people? Habe Aymer, is that Meiser? This is Meiser. Lakati hani mi lehechad alav bar kapara. We could still say that the halachas is not subject to somebody until they bring the carbon. Avo hechad the bar kapara, but where he is subject to the carbon ad the ma'isa kapara. Maybe he has to wait until he brings the carbon. Amar baye trei kroik sivay bialad. There's two psukim over here by a woman who gives birth. Siv. Ad malais imayet tahara. It says until she finishes her days, then she'll come tahara. Kevan she malu yamaha. When she finishes her days, tahara, then she'll become tahara. It's written elsewhere in the Quran, she'll atone for her and then she'll become tahara. Ha'keta, what are we talking about? Kama truma. Kama kachim, what's talking about truma? What's talking about kachim? Eibachan anak could also reverse these ones as well. Mustava kadish chamer. No. Kachim makes sense. It's most chamardik. Why? Shekain pin kakas. Adiraba truma chamara. Shekain machpaz. Hananasha. No, this one has more. Therefore, we know that truma should be more strict. Rav Amar b'loy hana nafshin. Even without the svara that this one has more, I could still prove to you as well. Loy matzas Amar. Fine. You can still cannot say Amar krav chibar love akayin v'tahar. It says, what? With the Hera. It says in the pasuk, a kohen shall be mechaper for her, and then she'll become tahar. Mekal shehi tmeya. So this means that until she brings this carbon, then she'll become tame. You talk back to kachim. If you think we're talking about kachim, yikra kan v'habasa asher yiga v'chol tame lo yecho. It says over here, we could apply the pasuk. The meat that touches anything is tamei, and it cannot eat. And elosh ma'aminah, but truma. So therefore, we must be talking about truma. Maskevlar Rav Shisha Bereid Rav Edi Uma Matis Amar Truma Ksive Hafa. How do we know this pasuk is talking about truma? But how do we? But Tana Barasha Dabra Bnei Yisrael. So speak to the Mishnah. Ainly El Bnei Yisrael. Only the Bnei Yisrael. Geir Shifa Mishkachras Minayin, where do we know a ger, a free slave woman, who are also Tamei, a birth Tamei Lemer, Isha, it says over here, Isha, which includes them as well, the Yitzhak Adaitach, which I'm not speaking to, you're talking about Truma, Ger, Shashifcha, Benayis, Mechel, Truma, Ninhu, can these people eat Truma? No. Amarava, Valai, no, that's not what the Pasuk is talking about. No, they're right. It says in another pasuk, any kachim that she shall not, she can't trust. Lorabas or truma comes to include truma. Elokra miwe kachashiv. Rather, this we say that this pasuk is talking about different halachas over here, the laws by childbirth and also by truma. Utlasa kari b'truma lamali. Right, why do I need three psukim by truma? Tzricha, no, they're needed. E may add asher yitar, because if it only said this pasuk until it becomes tahar, lehavi adan ramai, I would not know which one we're talking about. Kasav rachmana uva hashem shatara. Therefore, the pasuk comes along and tells us until the sun sets, then you become tahar. Because of rachmana uva hashem. And if the pasuk only says and the sun shall set, Hanimili the Lad Barkapara, I would say that these would not apply to a Barkapara. Ava Dvarkapara, but by a Dvarkapara, how do we know? Where would we know? Ema Adamaisa Kapara, I would say until he brings the carbon. Kasarachmana Admalais, therefore the pasuk comes along and says until completion. The Kasarachmana Admalais, and if the Torah only says until completion, Hadamina Afila Belay Tefillah, I would say that this could be done even without Tefillah. Kazrachmana ad asher yitar, therefore the Torah says, until he becomes purified in the mikvah. Fine. Ulahach tana defalu galay, the son is very Shmuel. And according to the Tana who argues with a Tana of a Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar who says, Bezav baal shloi shri'yos, umunsar muflat kakosim adaber, the Pasuk is talking about a Zav, the Pasuk is talking about a Zav who had three emissions and a confirmed Mitzayra, and these people do require a carbon. This is really asking on what we had touched upon earlier, that potentially the Pasuk is talking about these types of people. But, so what do we do over here? V'hai ad asher yitar ad nemaisa kapara. So it says over here until he becomes, he goes to the mikvah and until he brings the carbon. Why do I need two psukim? Tzricha, both are actually needed. The ikas rachmana biyala. This is what they only said. One by biyala. That's mashum the meruba to masaha because her.
It's like 33. I think it's a long
time. Yeah, she has a long time. Alvazav emalei meizav. It's only a day and a half. The ikas rachmana vazav. And if we only wrote by zav lehutam rachlau, the zav is never potter avyabala this, but there are situations where the blood, the type of blood could potter her. Emalai, I would say not. Tricha, therefore we need both. The Maim Yuvav Tamei Arav Lamali, why do I need the pasuk if he shall be you go to the mikvah and then it shall be Tamei until the evening. Amar Rabbi Zera, the Negia we're talking about over here, the touching of the tumor, the Tanu Sanam Raisa, the Tamei and shall be Tamei Yachal Lakol, that's for everything. I would think it's for everything. Tam Alayim Ratar, therefore the Tar says, Vitar, to be Tar, e Vitar, and if it only wrote Tar, Yachal Lakol, I would think he's Tahar, everything until the night. Tam Alayim Ratame, therefore it says, Tame, until the evening. Ha Ketzad. How do we reconcile the two? Khan la Meister wants to talk about Meister. Khan la Truma wants to talk about Truma. Vepachanan, I would think to we could switch them as well. Mustabra, Kecha the Chamira, Achilles the Truma may Achilles la Meister. No, it's logical to say that the eating of the Truma is, since it's stricter than the eating of Meister Sheni, Hakanami, Chamir Nagimir Truma, I'm going to give the Meister. So, too, over here, the touching of the Truma is stricter than the touching of the Meister Sheni as well. Yibai Seimak, I'll give you another tarets. Negia the Truma Mehalcha Nafka. The touching of the Truma is learned from over here. Bechol Kadesh Laisiga. It says anything Kadesh you shall not touch. Asar Lachal, this is a warning for eating. Or perhaps it's only someone who's touching truma. Tamid Leimar, b'chol kodesh asiga v'al v'el hamikdash leisav. It says anything kodesh you shall not touch, and you cannot enter the base of mikdash. Makish kodesh lemikdash. So the Torah is comparing the kachem over here with entering the Beis HaMikdash. Ma HaMikdash Davar Sheyesh Matilas Neshamah, so just like entering the Beis HaMikdash when Tamei is an offense punishable by Karis, Af Kodesh Davar Sheyesh Matilas Neshamah, so it's over here, anything kachem is also subject to Karis. But again, Matilas Neshamah Leka. Now the touching is a person doesn't get karis for behind the apke belush and the gia, and the Torah mentions over here a touching. This is what the Torah is telling us. Negia ke achila, the touching is like the eating, in the sense that they're both usher. However, of course, we know that the consequence for eating is karis, whereas touching is not so. Okay, so new suga over here, patua daka. Somebody who is has wounded or crushed. Testicle over here. Man tana mish tamaris levi apsula da araisa achla. Who is the tana who taught that a woman waiting a union that is usher can still eat truma? Amar Rabbi Elazar. We're talking about somebody who's in the state of she just did Kiddushin, not Nisuin. Erison, right.
That's
she did Kiddushin, so she's an artist.
Right.
Rabbi Elazar, Machalekah Shinuya. This is a Machalekah. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he is. Machalekah Shinuya, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Echanan Amar, Afut Tamar, Rabbi Meir, can even say it's Rabbi Meir, Sh'ani, right, who says that this woman cannot, who's an artist, cannot eat the truma. Why? Why would he agree potentially over here? Sha'ani pacha shakvar achla, because over here she already started eating, so therefore she could continue eating. Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar, who does compare the two cases, shakvar achla la'aminan, just because she was already eating doesn't mean anything. Do you like tamei hachi? Because. If you're not going to agree with me, Basishol Shinishas Lakayin, who makes Vala Taychala, a woman who, Basishol, who married a Kohen and then her husband dies, she should not be able to continue eating Truma. Shakvar Acha, just because she continued eating Truma. Obviously, that's not true. So this whole Svar doesn't make sense. And Rabbi Yochanan, Hasam, Paka Kanyone, there, the whole marriage doesn't exist anymore. Hacha loy paka kanyana, over here it's not terminated, so therefore you can't compare the two cases. So just because it doesn't apply over here does not mean it won't apply over here. Fine. Ezahu patua, who is considered a patua? Tana Rabbanan. Ezahu patua daka, who is a patua daka? Kol shenifta ubeitzim shaloi, anyone whose testicle is wounded. Afilu Achman, even one of them. Afilu Nikfu, and even if they were only punctured. Afilu Nimaiku, and even if they were just dissolved. Afilu Chasra, and only if part of them was missing. Amar Rishmal ben Aishel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika. Shemati mepi Chachamim b'cherem b'yavna. I heard from the mouths of the Chachamim by the vineyards of Yavna, shekol she'ein loy ella beta achas, anyone who only has one testicle, ein ella suris chama, is only considered a suris chama of a kosher, and he's actually kosher. Suris chama, do you think we're talking about a suris chama? Ella harehu kis suris chama of a kosher, he's like a suris chama in the sense that he's kosher, but this wound, where it is he's a patua daka. Yeah, I think that's where we stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
very nice.
Yeah. How do I, what do I do?
Star nine.